David Schluter, how are you? What is a platter survey? In case our listeners have no idea what that is, and why do you need it for a real estate transaction?
The platter survey assures your buyer, which you do have to pay as a seller, it's in all the form contracts, to let them know that your driveway is not on the neighbor, that your improvements are all within your lot line. It also discloses what's called building setback lines that are when the subdivisions are created from a farm into a subdivision. To keep it uniform, it says nobody can build in the first 25 feet, etc., so it keeps it uniform. And lastly, easements in favor of the city, in favor of drainage, in favor of NICOR, ComEd, whatever needs to be underground in your property. And you really need to have that so that as a buyer, you don't make a mistake without notice. And they're about $500, and what I wanted to offer was a solution if you wanted to get around that. If you have the one from when you purchased and you hire my office to represent you as a seller, I can call the other attorney and say, listen, they have done nothing on the outside that would make any new survey that would end up costing us $500 any different. Are you willing to take an affidavit that that's true? And I've seen more and more attorneys do the golden rule and say, that's fine. And then what happens is the title company treats the old survey, even if it's like 10 years old, as if it was the new one. They rely on the seller to say that there's been nothing changed. So it's a nice saver. I don't do it on every file, but with people right away when they say, I need every penny out of my home, and we're buying even a bigger house, most of the attorneys will agree as long as they get that affidavit.
Got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Got a question for you. I got to hit a break, but I have a question. Sure. Mike, you had a question. Were you holding your finger up or you're just like scratching
his
eye?
All
right. I got a question. We talked about last weekend about my friend whose husband passed away. Mm-hmm. Cindy was in here with the estate planning, sale company.
Correct.
And I called both of you because her husband passed away unexpectedly, right?
Right.
I guess everybody. But he wasn't expected to die. A young guy in his 50s. He had the mortgage. He was on title. She wasn't on title. And I called you, and you gave me a solution so she didn't have to wait through probate. Can you talk about that on the air after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how's the best way to reach out to you?
WGenAttorney.com or 630-285-5300. Always a free consult.
All right, we're going to finish up with that question with Dave after the break.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Dave, before we throw it over to Mike Epping, Senegar Plumbing, friend of mine, husband passed away in his late 40s, early 40s, no, mid 50s. Okay. He got married to her. They never refinanced. He had the loan for 20 years, whatever reason. He was on the title, he was on the mortgage. They never refinanced to add her when they got married. He passed away. I called you because she wants to sell the home in Evanston, get out of it. We sent Cynthia in there, going to contact my friend, going to go through, try to do an estate sale, help her unload a lot of the stuff, chazarai, if you will, see what's valuable, see what's garbage, and see what is donatable, right? And then put the house on the market. Challenges, she's not on the title. I called you, said, hey, I got a challenge. Can you call me? What was the solution? Instead of waiting the 6, 8, 12 months for probate here in Cook County, which is an arduous process, what did you recommend to cut the line?
Yeah, because the death rate's still 100%, this happens all the time with widows and widowers. And first of all, as far as being scared of what the bank might do, that was the first thing I wanted to let her know, is they don't want to own the house. There's an uptick right now in foreclosures. The last thing they want to do is play hardball. Under the law, she would have had 1 year to deal with that husband's loan from the date of death. But what we can do, because she's selling, there's a procedure where the title company will let the family vouch that the person was not on Medicaid, is not running from the IRS, and they will bond over the status of her being the widow, and that nothing is going to risk the title company for insuring that title with her as a seller. And greatly appreciative. Probate costs are expensive. In Cook County, everything is down at the Daly Center. There is no suburban probate. So you know how large Cook County is. And so, yeah, she won't be going to court, and the sale can go through, and she will get the proceeds, and everything will be fine. But most of the people who call me, Dave, in that situation is they're worried about foreclosure. But we start out right away, come clean with the bank, and like I said, they really don't want to own the house. And so if, say, some kids can co-sign for a refi or whatever, but that wasn't in your case, but it's out there, widows and widowers. Don't panic. Like I said, the last thing the bank wants to do is own that house. They've got plenty they already own.
Well, the last thing she wanted to do is pay another $4,500 a month over the next 7, 8, 9 months.
Correct.
Waiting for probate. She could get out, sell the house, take the proceeds, go rent a place.
All day.
In Glenview, close to her friends for like $3,000-$4,000.
Yes.
And she's ahead of the game, right?
Yes.
She doesn't have the legacy remembrances and all the thoughts and the pain of owning a house.
Right. The one thing that does not happen to the widow is that their credit doesn't get dinged because they are not in the computer, you know, with the
right.
bank. But the bottom line is that, again, 6 million people in Cook County alone, so you can imagine how many calls we get of losing a spouse.
Mike?
Yeah, I had a question for David. I had a friend, David's Hochberg's aware of this too.
That messed up the Wisconsin.
Oh boy,
yeah,
it's something else. So I'm taking my best friend since I was 9's learning experience the hard way that had shared mortgages and things with his younger brother, and his younger brother at 48 had a heart attack and died, and his brother was still on his own homes that my friend's been paying on by himself for 20 years.
Right.
And now he had to actually, which David's helping with, refinance to pay the nieces out of that home. But they lost a 48-acre farm, a sawmill business, and now he's got a, home he's paid 100% for.
Right.
Then now he's stuck, refinancing.
Yeah, the two words are living trust. And what is I do an inventory of what people own. And we make sure that there is a succession plan of what goes down when they pass away. Again, horrible car accidents, tumors, all these things that can just take families and just send a wedge right through their happiness. Having us do something for a couple grand for an estate plan rather than either no papers at all. Even a regular will gets ugly because that's public notice and distant heirs have to be contacted and things like that. So I'm actually doing a marketing, Mike, for my estate planning side because that could have helped if the family had all that stuff set up in a trust.
You got a follow-up question, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, would a quick claim deed at the time, just while his brother was alive, just to take him off that mortgage, would it have been that simple, I guess, question.
We don't like those because the person is not paying for that quit claim deed, and so there's gift taxes and all kinds of things that go down. Plus, the fact is that it doesn't really solve the long-term dealing with the money, especially if it's appreciated. When moms or dads go put Johnny on the deed and they don't call me, I had one in Elk Grove Village years ago where they paid $50,000 to Centex Homes back in the 50s, and it was going now for $400,000. When the mom put the son on the deed at the Recorder of Deeds office in Rolling Meadows, that son's basis in that property went back to what mom paid. So when he's at the broker's office and we do the closing, he had to pay capital gains on $250,000.
Wow.
And so you don't want that. That's a $99 solution that can cost you six figures.
Yeah, and I basically why I brought that up is I just want the listeners to know what can happen.
Right.
People take things for granted, and people are young, and they don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
And then it happens, and what you said about rocking a family to the core.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, financially, the stress, obviously the loss of a loved one, but it just continues to, just get larger and larger and larger, and they need to get ahead of that.
And if they're a private person about their finances, even spouses don't always share. It took me on an estate one time 3 years to find out what the aunt owned. There were shopping bags, passbooks, tax returns weren't current. 3 years, then we started the administration once we knew what she had and what she didn't have.
First of all, your friend,
yeah,
all due respect, I talked to him and his wife, waited till not the fifth hour. They waited till the 11th hour and 58th minute to try to get help. Okay, so what do we say all the time? The best time to get a HELOC is when you don't need a HELOC, so it's there when you need it. Yep. The best time to plan for a situation that you're in, right, is before the situation. He knew his brother died.
Yeah,
it's not breaking news.
Yep, exactly.
Right? How long ago did his brother die?
Yeah, three years. Okay. And they were relying on a large lending bank, national institution to take care of this. And
how'd that work out?
It failed at the very last moment, and then I'm calling you, and you're helping them out now.
Right.
But you couldn't do it fast enough. And, you know, you also, by going the HELOC route, they're not going to have to pay closing costs to that national bank
right.
for closing fees for refinancing their entire mortgage. So you've helped them tremendously. So thank you for that.
So the time to have done your best friend in the whole world's financial wherewithal, right?
Michigas
stuff was when they buried his brother 3.5 years ago,
yep.
not the day before. The house, it has to be sold, and he's got to go to court literally the next day. I'm
yes.
talking to the guy at 7:30 at night. I'm like, I'm pretty good at what I do, but I'm not I Dream a Genie here. Barbara
right.
Eden, pretty smoke show back in the day. I can't cross my arms and blink.
Right.
Right? I do look good in a genie outfit, in case you're wondering, because I see that look,
yeah.
and you're wondering, I wonder how he'd look in that bottle.
Oh, yeah.
I'd look great. But I'm just saying, I need time. Every lender needs time. You can't just snap your fingers and it happens.
Right.
You have to do it when the event happens. This, my high school friend, right? My junior high school friend, the gal that grew up around the corner, she called me within a week of burying her husband. Hey, Hawk, I got a problem, right? I need your help. That's when we do it. We mobilize everybody.
Right.
I call Dave, her insurance guy I'm friends with. We got the whole thing rolling. Right, but it was a week after they buried him.
Right,
okay, pulled the credit, figured out where all the debt is, identified all that. 6 hours before he's got to go to sleep, and 18 hours before he's got to be in court to solve the problem is not the way to handle that situation.
No, and that's the moral of the story: is get ahead of it. Don't procrastinate. You know, take care of these things. You know, you never know. And obviously now you guys, Kane County, is helping them.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
You know,
oh,
yes,
great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So thank you very much. They wanted me to thank you on their behalf. And
okay.
Hopefully I can have them call you when everything's all done.
That'd be great. But
yeah.
have them call into the show.
Yeah.
So after everything is ironed out, to explain themselves and their situation so other listeners
yeah.
could learn from them. It was one phone. It was one email. I'm like, listen, I can't do anything.
Right.
Let me get you connected. And the guys at Kane County, the team at Kane County, jumped right on it. Because I'm like, hey, I got a complete bus train wreck here. I need you to get it on the tracks as quick as possible. And they activated.
Yep.
Dave, your phone number.
630-285-5300, WGNattorney.com.